June the 27th, Michael Vaughn here with Brian Acker of Acker Findlay for his regular accountability session. Well, you had a great day. I was looking at the Canadian Fund, up almost 2% on the day yesterday, the 26th. Is this a little rally in a bear market? How do you look at this?
No, we see a lot of values in the metal stocks. As I said previously, or many of our unit holders know, 40% of our Canada focus is in the mining and metals. 8.5% of that is Falconbridge alone.
Wow.
Falconbridge has been a great holding of ours. It never corrected. It was like cash. And obviously with another bid coming over the weekend from Phelps Dodge, obviously did well in our fund. So.
Well, one day they will get too expensive. There is no doubt about that. I don't know if that day is here yet. But with all the attention, that, especially now with Phelps Dodge moving on Inco, let's look at what the stocks they're trading at against the model price and see if there's any room in your view.
Yeah, as of last night's close, I mean, Falky closed at 58.22. Yeah. We have a model price of 72.80.
Still,
that's a 25% positive differential. It's 8.5% of our fund. We've already made 65% on this position that we haven't realized yet. So, still a lot of value in Falconbridge.
But you were never in Inco, though.
Inco, actually, we weren't. It was close to fair value. But if you notice in the paper, they released their earnings early. Earnings estimates are going up, so because of that, our model price is increasing. So it closed, Inco closed at 72.09. We have a model price now of 77.12.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a 7% positive differential, and it looked like it may be in our fund come on the weekend.
We will check. Okay, now, PD, Phelps Dodge, it was in the America Focus Fund at one point. Is it still?
It's still in the America Focus Fund. Closed at 76.23. We have a model price, believe it or not, of 123.13,
wow.
A 61% differential. And my guess that Phelps Dodge will become the next prey of someone out there. It's only trading for a market cap of $16-17 billion. Obviously weakened off considerably because of this bid. And it's just floating there, and it'll probably get picked up by somebody as well.
Is that what you think? If Phelps Dodge gets through this and lands the Canadian mining giant, you think it'll get picked off itself?
Oh, for sure.
And if you look at those numbers, I mean, if other people have a model price like yours,
exactly,
it's going to be on the radar.
No, it's just too cheap, and again, we haven't heard from all the players. Xstrata is there with their 20% of Falky. Still a lot of value in Falky, so I don't think this is not the final act.
Is it the final act of metals prices? I mean, they are, some of them, at record highs. How long does it last?
The earnings are still there, and I also think, too, when you look at metals and mining stocks compared to oil stocks, there's a lot more value in metals and mines. So we see a lot of upside, and again, this is not just me or whatever. This is the math. This is the pure math, and that's how these companies make it. And keep in mind, Falky's been with us for a while, 65% rate of return, and it's still one of our largest positions.
Okay. One of the items you do math on, of course, is interest rates, and it looks like they are going nowhere but up. The U.S. Fed this week, Bank of Canada, next week?
Next
what do you think's coming, and what's the impact on that?
Definitely a quarter point for each country. There has been slight rumors of a 50 basis point move in the U.S. just to get it over with.
That would whack the equities, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think Ben would be in too big. So I think Ben's going to take it easy. He's going to do a quarter point. I think the interesting thing would be the Bank of Canada. Consensus was last month that they were done. They may wait a month, but it's foolhardy for them. They should go. And so now we're seeing creeping in the paper, well, maybe a couple more in Canada. But
so when does that take the steam out of this little rally?
Well, again, there's a rotation in this rally. It's quite interesting, especially in the U.S. where the higher interest rates are having negative effect on valuations, but what's coming through? What has the strongest valuations and going forward in high interest rate environment?
Earnings.
Oils.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Oils. We're 40% oils, and I don't know, we might be higher oils next month, but boy, I'll tell you, they look certainly good in the U.S.
End of month, and you do your distributions before the last day of the month to get all the bookkeeping done by the final day. Let's talk about the distributions. How did we do in our Canada Focus?
Canada Focus, we had a robust 44 cents for the quarter.
On a unit price of?
On a unit price of around 10 bucks. It was 41 cents in round numbers last quarter. But if you look at the year, the trailing year, we paid out $1.90.
On a $10 unit.
On a $10 unit value. Not in capital gains. It's actually a capital gain, so not bad.
How about U.S.?
In the U.S., we paid out about 15.5 cents this quarter. Last quarter for the was about 11.5 cents. But for the year, 12 months trailing, like we did in Canada, that's $1.07 on a $5 NAV.
I always enjoy reading my statements. All right, well, it'll be rebalancing time.
Rebalancing
time. To see you in a week and see how the portfolio has changed. Thanks, Brian.
Great to see you then, Mike.